بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن من أهل الكتاب لمن يؤمن بالله وما أنزل إليكم وما أنزل إليهم خاشعين لله لا يشترون بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا أولئك لهم أجرهم عند ربهم إن الله سريع الحساب. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained how Allah accepts the du'as and the efforts of the righteous people, and especially those people who go out of the way and even do more righteous deeds. In that, Allah Ta'ala explained two categories of people. First, Allah Ta'ala said, لَكِنِ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, those people who have taqwa, what their rewards will be Jannat and the beautiful rivers that will flow between them. And the people of taqwa, the muttaqeen, are those people who stay away from gunas and they fulfill the commands of Allah, the faraz, the wajib, the sunnate mu'akkada. And these are the great rewards they will get. Then Allah ended the ayat, huma inda Allahi khayrul lil abrar. With regard to the abrar, whose stages are higher than the muttaqeen, for them they will get much more ni'mats by Allah Ta'ala. They, together with staying away from guna, and if any guna is committed, make tawbah, fulfill the faraiz, the wajibat, sunnat-e mu'akkada, and they engage in nawafil also, extra ibadat also they engage. Those are the abrar, and for them are very high stages by Allah Ta'ala. Now in this ayat, Allah explained about the Ahle Kitab, where previously Allah had explained that all the wrong that they are doing. Here Allah explained there are those among them who do right and great righteous deeds also. وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ اور کتاب والوں میں سے بعضی وہ ہے, وہ بھی ہے. Amongst the Ahle Kitab, there are the other good people also. لَمَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ کہ وہ ایمان لاتے ہیں اللہ پر. They bring proper ایمان on Allah as is required. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ اور جو اتارا تمہاری طرف. And what has been revealed to you, that is, they believe in the Quran Sharif also. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ اور جو اترا ان کے طرف. And that what was revealed to them, that is in the Torah, the Injil, the original true teachings which Allah Ta'ala had revealed, they believe in that also. And they've got another great quality, خَاشِعِينَ لِلَّهِ عَاجِزِي کرتے ہیں اللہ کے آگے. They humble themselves in front of Allah. They are not proud and haughty. And another great quality they have, لَا يَشْتَرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. نہیں خریدتے اللہ کے آیتوں پر مول ٹھورا. And they don't sell the ayats of Allah for a small price. That is, for this dunya's sake. And they change the deen of Allah as the vast majority of the Ahle Kitab did. But these people, who are these righteous people from the Ahle Kitab, they don't sell the deen of Allah. They don't change the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And yeah, Allah is mentioning it in the Quran Sharif. They are not going to read it. It is for us that we don't sell the deen. We don't change it for petty gains of this dunya, for the praises of people, to get the support of people. We give them masalas how they want it. We may give them a modern deen, as the public normally wants a watered down deen, a modern deen, that type of deen. They don't change the ayats of Allah. They don't change the deen of Allah. For those people, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. یہی ہے جن کے لئے ضروری ہے ان کے رب کے ہاں. For these people, they will have definitely great rewards by Allah تبارک وتعالى. Allah has prepared for rewards for them also, and in fact for them are double rewards. For the Ahle Kitab, for them bringing Iman in their Kitab, and then bringing Iman on the Quran also, for them is a double reward. And Allah will give that reward. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. Beshak Allah just later he hisab very quickly. It isn't that there will be billions and billions of people, that it will take a long time to sort out the matters of people. Yeah, we find almost wherever we go, there are queues always. We have to queue all the time. But by Allah, it won't be like that. Though the numbers of people will be unimaginable, but all the hisab kitab will be done very soon. And especially there is glad tidings for the righteous people that their accountability will be concluded very quickly, and then they will get the great rewards in Jannah, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So we see the Quran, a very balanced kitab, where the Ahl-e Kitab, they do wrong, Allah has pointed it out. And where they do right, that also Allah has pointed it out. Allah hasn't just given one blanket decision for all. So the Ahl-e Kitab, those who bring Iman and who are righteous and have all these qualities, they will get great rewards by Allah Ta'ala. And this is... When Islam came, they changed their lives and they accepted Islam, as many of the Jews and the Christians had done. Even their religious leaders, their rabbis and their priests also, there were many who had accepted Islam. In there is exhortation for us also. If we had any wrong practices, any wrong beliefs, we must also make tawbah and correct our lives. And change our lives from the wrong that was in there to the right which Allah Ta'ala wants. And this is all until before the clear signs of maut, sakarat, come on a person. After that, the doors of tawbah are closed. Before that, we should make tawbah and turn to Allah Ta'ala. Allah readily forgives when we make tawbah, and then a person has a very high position by Allah Ta'ala. And like the Ahl-e Kitab, they get a double reward. Those people who make tawbah, Allah forgives their gunas also and changes those gunas into good deeds also. And then the actual good deeds they do, they get the rewards for that also. So it is, we should not at all deprive ourselves. The doors of Allah's mercy are wide open. We should take full advantage of it. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah. Yeah. Subhanallah.